all of the word of God is not the same. There is a difference. There is the general body of revelation. Then there come seasons where he speaks specific words. So, why do we need a rhema? And what is a rhema? A rhema is the specific word of God to a person, a place, or a group of people that reveals the mind of God concerning that person, that place, or the group of people. When God sends rhema, it imparts faith to conquer. For faith is for conquest. When your faith is intact, that is when victory is assured.
Now, your word in season.
For the gift of life, thank you for gathering us in your presence. We are grateful, Lord. This morning, precious Holy Spirit, touch our lives in a whole new way. Bless us. Let beddings be removed. Let hard situations be turned around for our good. May we suck honey out of the rock and even oil out of the flinty rock. Thank you that you give us testimonies that after today's service, the Lord has indeed visited us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are grateful, precious Holy Spirit, for your wonderful presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I want us just to sing this song, okay? He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Sing it, come on.
He's alive.
Can you stop singing? He's alive. He's alive. Come on. Jesus is alive forever. He's, I can see you singing it. He's alive. Hey. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Sing it one more time. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Yeah. Jesus is alive forever. Sing it, Otiasio, Otiasio. Hey, yeah, Yesu, Otiasio, baby, Otiasio, Otiasio, Yesu, Otiasio, baby. For the last time, he's alive. He's alive. Yeah, Jesus is alive forever. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. It's beautiful Sunday morning, and it's great to be alive. Hallelujah. Celebrate life. Always celebrate life. Okay? Yeah. Always celebrate life. Always. Don't let what you have or you don't have restrict you from celebrating life. 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 Amen. All right, we've been on Prevailing Secrets. I would encourage you that you are in Wednesday services, because we'll be dealing with different subjects on Wednesdays, different subjects on Sundays, all right? It's to help us double up in the spirit. Last Wednesday, I started sharing on, can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? And it's an important subject we all need to understand, so that the devil has no place in our lives. He is a wicked enemy who doesn't want good for us. And as children of God, Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. So Jesus did not, make himself as if the devil did not exist. He even tempted him. Then at a point he says, he cometh, but he has nothing in me. So you see, when the enemy has something with you, he will come for it. So So it's important we understand how to block him, how to block every opening that he can use to have advantage of us. Paul the Apostle says, we are not ignorant of his devices. He says, lest Satan should have what? An advantage of us. And he wouldn't have it. Amen. Amen. But Sundays, we are still dealing with prevailing secrets. The instruction from the Word of God is very important. So it's important that we hear what the Lord has to say. Okay? So we dealt with using the name of Jesus. That was the first prevailing secret. Right? Have you prevailed over some things this year? I tell you. We are just in the beginning days of March. This is 10th March, right? The things I have prevailed. The fact is that the things that have come against that I had to prevail over. I said, Kaish. The Lord really spoke. And I told you at 31st, the kind of things that are going to happen in this country. I told you, it's not like very dramatic stuff. I told you the Lord said many giants will fall. Many unexpected people will die. It's not a doom prophecy. There's contention. Serious contention, I'm telling you. And as a matter of fact, as Ghanaians, we should pray for Ghana. And not just Ghanaians, everybody in Ghana, you are benefiting from Ghana, so pray for Ghana. If Ghana prospers, you prosper. Let me say this. Please hear me. In 3 years, Ghana will be 70 years. So there's actually a battle in the spirit for who controls the spirit of Ghana. Listen carefully. So this year's politics is not ordinary. There's a lot of spiritual battle. Because who takes over the baton from this government has a lot to do with the shaping of the destiny of Ghana. And there's a battle in the realm of the spirit. If Ghana doesn't break in a certain way in the next 4 years, Ghana is going to be a mighty force in Africa to reckon with. So there is a lot of spiritual activity. Let's take interest in our country. Be patriotic. Pray for Ghana. What I'm telling you, you may think it's whatever. But the tension, if you any spiritual person will tell you, there's a lot of tension in the spirit and a lot of battle. A baby bemenumba who said any mono. Omse say something say otikrumna se krumwa eba otimbi. I don't really comfortable say eba otimbi. Tudi say also Ghana ma timbi. I know some of you. You have all your things set to go. Some of us, we are not going anywhere. This is our home. This country. So believe in Ghana. Pray for Ghana. There's a lot of spiritual contention. A lot. Are you getting what? And pray. Pray that there's unity in Ghana. There's going to be a lot of tribal tension. This thing had started about 3 years ago. And it is coming. And the next 3 years is very dramatic. Because at the 70th, powerful things are going to happen. But there are forces that say this nation must not stand strong. And you must take an interest in Ghana. It is our home. It is our motherland. I feel like singing the national anthem. Look, okay. So please... It is not only in our personal lives that we are going to experience these things, even in our nation. And even in the world at large, many things are happening. But they that know the Lord shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah. So we discuss also wisdom. Then we discuss praise. Then we discuss faith. Then we discuss prayer. Today we are discussing fasting. Fasting. I know it's a subject that is not really an exciting subject, but we came to receive instruction of the Lord. And I pray that any fruitfulness in your life will be crushed today. Fruitfulness. You see, we are too fruitful. Anyway, so when we look at the life of the Lord Jesus, he spoke extensively about how that the spiritual walk must be with fasting. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Fasting is an important ingredient that must couple prayer. Esau ate a bowl of soup. The Bible says lentils, right? The pottage. I thought that food should not have anything to do with fornication. That means the same appetite that controls eating controls fornicating. Hey. So there can be a strong craving for food. And he says he sold his birthright for food. I pray that our birthright, when I say birthright, whatever is ordained for you in God, that must be secured with fasting. You will not lose it because of fruitfulness. I know today is probably the first time you are hearing that word, but it's a great word, fruitfulness. Jesus was asked, why are your disciples not fasting? The book of Luke chapter 5, verse 33 to 35. I pray you get it. Luke 5, 33 to 35. And they said unto him, why do that the disciples of John fast? The disciples of John were fasting, a fasting group, often, and make prayers. And likewise, the disciples of the Pharisees. But thine eat and drink. The disciples of Jesus were not fasting, they were eating and drinking. The next verse. And he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? So Jesus was saying, I'm with them, how can they fast? I'm with them. The next verse, he says, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. And then shall they fast in those days. Please, we are in those days. We are already in those days. So fasting must be a part of your life. One of the dangers of a prosperous life, I mean, when you start having money and you have no problem with buying whatever you want, is that it can kill your fasting life. Because anything you want, you can buy and eat. I hope you are getting the point. I heard of a group of people, when you go and visit them, they say, Uberi nambe. Mama, chinam, chinam mano. You see, they were not even talking about this. Chinam, 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 fish, akuko, sausage, you know, chinam mano. Oh my goodness. You can so be foodful that you lose your sense of fasting. Jesus said, when ye fast. So fasting is supposed to be part of our spiritual walk. Else the flesh will rule us. Matthew 6, 16 to 17. People of God. Matthew 6, 16 to 17. What does it say? It says, moreover, when ye fast. When, not if. When ye fast, be not as the hypocrite of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, have you met people fasting or yourself? You see, you make your face somewhere and say, ah, is there anything? So, I'm fasting. He says, don't behave like that. Verse 17 says, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face. When you fast, I pray that the appetite to fast will come upon us. And we will not be fruitful to lose what is ordained for us. The Lord Jesus had an encounter with his disciples one time when they had tried to cast out a devil. And they couldn't. As a matter of fact, they were ashamed. When Jesus came down and saw they struggling with the demon-possessed guy, and the people were all astonished because you are disciples. You should be able to cast out the devil. We see your master doing it. And they were not able. They were standing there helpless, shouting, and I could see Peter sweat. Peter, no offense. Sweating. You could imagine Bartholomew. Out, out. And the demon is not going. So they got a big consent. So when they went home, they asked Jesus, Master, why couldn't we cast it out? So that may have been a demon. There may be a situation in your life and you're asking, why is the solution not coming? It's the same question they asked Jesus. Am I communicating at all? Probably you have done everything but fasting. Probably everything, every other thing have been employed, but fasting has been ignored. I hope you are getting what I am trying to say. This week, if you would engage in some fast. He says, this kind goeth not out, but by what? Prayer and what? You see, you need this element to be able to change this situation. This was a demon-possessed person. Yours may be an admission. I think I'm talking to somebody. Yours may be a business deal. Yours may be some kind of complications about certain matters. Am I? And you must prevail. He says, this kind goeth not out. This kind. Look as well, say this kind, this kind. So it's important to diagnose the kind you are dealing with. You know, some kind will go with a 5 CD offering. Ah, Father, push, it will open. Do you understand? Some demons will respond to 5 CD offering. Some demons will respond to maybe you drop some 50 CD offering. Some demons drop $1 million. They don't respect that. If you don't fast. I hope you are getting what I am saying. So we must appreciate, you know, they say prayer is the master key, isn't it? Huh? Oh, come on. The master key. That means everything will answer to prayer, isn't it? The disciples were praying. They were casting out. Out. You think they were not praying? But it says this ingredient of fasting, it is some kind of catalyst. Have you seen if you do whatever, reactions, right? I heard somebody say in biology. But of course, you can use the word catalyst to explain many things. Yeah, so, I mean. Oh, my God. So, to speed up a reaction, they say they are catalysts, right? That's what fasting is. Fasting is not a dietary plan. Say, I'm fasting because I want to lose weight. You know, it's a spiritual exercise to enable you prevail over certain things that are proving stubborn. Huh? Yes. Hallelujah. Now let's look into the scripture small and see some few examples of people who prevailed over situations when they engaged the instrumentality of fasting and prayer. The first example is Esther and the children of Israel. They had a problem with one man called Haman. There may be a Haman hiding somewhere in some place of your life. Haman, they take on different shapes and forms. Haman. You see, he was Haman. So there are Haman. You see? He was a Haman, but in life you meet different Haman. My goodness. Stubborn guy wouldn't let the people of God be. Goes to have a deal signed to annihilate God's people. The news gets to Esther. Mordecai is shaking and, you know, trembling. Are you going to sit there for us to be killed? Don't think you escape being in the palace. Because whether you like it or not, you are also a Jew. Then Esther, being sensitive to what can prevail, what can make them prevail over this situation. Because this Haman is a powerful guy. Sorry, the decree is gone forth. How would they change it? Esther said, Esther chapter 4, let's read it. Agadi Badabahash. I'll be glad if I can finish today in 20 minutes. Then I lead you to pray that fruitfulness will die and the appetite to fast will take over you. Esther chapter 4, verse 15 and to 17. Listen to this. I love it. He says, 15, please. 15. Let's start from there. So that, and Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. So now Esther was giving Mordecai an instruction to go and carry out. Then listen to this. He says, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I pray some of us will try some 24-hour fast.
Amen.
You see, only few people responded amen, I tell you. Oh my God. 24-hour fast means 24 hours. Not 6 and you break at 5 p.m. I'm talking about you didn't eat a whole day. Esther was very candid with the instruction. Don't eat nor drink. For what? 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. I thought they were going to fast. You know, some people, they say, man of God, fast for me. Fast for me. Oh my God. He says, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. This fast was targeted at eliminating a law. My God. That means laws can be turned to favor you when you are conscious about this ingredient of fasting and prayer. I will fast. You go and fast. We will also fast here. My God. The next verse, it says, so Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. So they went to fast. Esther and his maidens also fasted. The next chapter, favor started speaking. My God. That thing you have long awaited for, that favor you are expecting, those things you are expecting to open in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you engage this element of fasting, may the doors of favor open.
Amen.
May you prevail over hard situations.
Amen.
That look like nothing can turn it. As you engage God on the altar of prayer with fasting, may the doors open.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The moment when you start reading from the chapter 5, Esther made an attempt. And what had they begun to do? They had begun to fast and pray. Something that should have ended her dying, the scepter was stretched to her favor. I see the scepter of the Lord being stretched to your favor.
Amen.
As you engage God on the altar of prayer.
Amen.
With fruitfulness is dangerous to destiny. Fruitfulness. I like that word, fruitfulness. Hallelujah.
Sometimes it looks like, would God change his mind? Would this man change his mind? Would, you know, even, yes, I know that fasting doesn't change God. It changes us to be able to receive from God. Listen carefully. But fasting is a sign of humility. So it can actually make you prevail against God. For example, I say, prevail against God. What are you saying? Yes. Because, let's say there's a judgment that this is going to happen and it is bad. By the instrumentality of fasting, you can turn God's, you can change his mind. A typical example in scripture, the city of Nineveh. When God sent Jonah to go there, it was not that Jonah didn't really want to go. Do you know Jonah's problem? You are sending me to go and tell them that you are going to destroy them. The moment they repent, you would change your mind. So what is their sense? What kind of mission is this? Then find a way to just let them know that Mami, I won't go. Then he decided to go on vacation to Tarshish. Then the Lord visited him in the boat, in the ship. But the main thing was that fasting is not just a powerful instrument, but also that which shows you are humble. Fasting humbles you. Fasting is a sign of humility, that you trust in supernatural power. Am I communicating at all? So you see, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 5 to 10, let's read it. So now Jonah has tried to run away, didn't work. He changes his mind to go back. Then he goes to prophesy to the people. Huh? So the people of Nineveh believed God. The next thing, what did they do? They proclaimed the fast. I think this was the stringent fast I have seen in the whole of scripture. Because the king forbade even animals from eating. He said, look, if you are not careful and you even feed your sheep, everybody is fasting, including all the animals. That means all the children also fasted. Look at this. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the last, the least of them. The next verse. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robes from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, neither man nor beast, head nor flock, if you taste anything. That was a very strange fast, eh? He said, no dog is supposed to eat. No sheep is supposed. Nobody can take their flock for grazing. Head nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. This was a fast. Obviously, they were not fighting an enemy. What were they about? And you are fruitful. 40 days, 40 nights, the devil comes tempting. People of God, may the Lord help us. Amen. The prophet Daniel wanted to even understand and have access to the realms of God that shows him why Israel is still in captivity. Because he had found out that the 70 years that was prophesied was up. Sometimes some prophetic words have come forth, and it looks like something is holding it somewhere. Listen to me. Prophetic words don't fulfill themselves. Prophetic words are actually weapons of warfare. Am I communicating at all? So, engaging God on the altar of prayer with the catalyst of fasting will cause prophetic words to manifest. Don't hear a prophetic word and go to sleep. Say, God says you'll be great. You say, the Lord says I'll be great. I'm great. I'm great.
I'm great. A woman was pregnant, heavy. Then she had a dream. And in the dream, she had delivered the child and everybody was bowing to the child. Then she gets up to go and tell somebody. And I said, the person you are telling this dream, you see, you have already awakened the battle. Instead of keeping it and beginning to wage war for the child's preservation, and I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. So I had a dream. Everybody was bowing to the child, and the person he's talking to is a wizard. Lord have mercy. Prophet Daniel, he says, for 21 days, 3 full weeks, I ate no pleasant bread. I know some people say that the pleasant bread means that one shouldn't be an anaconda. Crunchy. Yeah, yeah, serious. Mr. Momo, me and Fenya, me as a serious. And me, So it's a pleasant bread means that he didn't actually eat a food that he really wanted to eat. Hey! What, you want an excuse to continue eating? You say, look. So I really like this food, but this time I won't eat the food I like. I am switching to foods I don't like. So that is pleasant bread. No, please. 3 full weeks, no food. For the prophet Daniel. Lord, I want understanding. And he says, on the 24th day, there was an encounter. May you have some encounters as you pray and fast. Yes. I remember before we got the land in Asinia, this land that we built, we extended. I went to fast and pray. I was in a mountain. So I was fasting and praying. There's no need to talk about the number of days and the details. But I was fasting. Very weak fasting. Praying. I'm praying, fasting. My bread. Come to me. Come to me. So a young man came to me. He said, the Lord says he's giving you the land. I didn't know him. A land that has somebody's foundation on it. How do you go and tell the person that, look, and he has built foundation with pillars. He wants to erect a story building. You say, the Lord says, I should come, you should give us the land. You know, it's insane. After prayer and fasting, I got down. The Lord said, go to the man and tell him that you want the land. Hey, Lord. But you see, when you have fasted and prayed, there's this force of the spirit within you to take steps that ordinarily you will not take. Am I communicating at all? Yeah. I went to that and said, please, we want that land. He looked at me and said, then they started talking. Nonsense. This thing is on the line. You want that land for what reason? Hey, shouting. But I was lean from fasting, looking at him. I said, please, when you are ready, call me. Can you imagine this audacity? This is insane. Yeah. But lo and behold, the rest is history. Is there? What am I talking about? Sometimes prophetic words have come. And it even looks like things are delaying. Please, don't neglect this impactful element called fasting. Don't fast just to reduce size because you have eaten and now you are becoming obese. So you say, I want to slim. It is not for that. It is to humble yourself. Huh? Kill the appetite of the flesh to feed on food that actually causes you not to be sensitive to what the spirit wants at that time. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes. Then engage God on the altar of prayer. Listen, hard situations will turn when fasting comes in. I so believe in fasting. Most of us like food.
Food is nice, to be very frank. Amen. You see, I pray for you. You better fast before you are forced to fast. We should make fasting our lifestyle and not be forced to fast. You see, when you are forced to fast, it is not really an enjoyable thing. But when fasting has become a lifestyle, when fasting becomes a lifestyle, it becomes much easier. When even there's a demand and you have to fast, I pray after today, fasting will become a lifestyle. At least, if not for anything, if you are Kojo, Monday, you will not eat anything or Ajua. Let's start from our soul days. Agabada hashabahash. From morning, if you sense there's energy, 24 hours. Beka kola kasata. Because Monday is 24 hours, not 12 hours. Kwabnani abna Tuesday, huh? A dibida kasata. I think the people that should really fast well are those of us born on Wednesday. You see, they didn't get any day to attach to Satan than our day. You know, it's a very... It's a, I thought they could call him any other day. They say he's Wednesday. I wonder why. Look, if you are Kwaku here, Kriya, be strengthened. The Lord is with us. People of God. You can begin practicing this on your soul day. It's important. It's important. Fasting. Paul the Apostle said he engaged in fastings often. Can you just imagine fastings and he adds often to it? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Talking about the various things that he goes through. As an apostle, I want you to take note of this. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, that means he didn't lack food because he differentiates between hunger and thirst and fastings. So there were times that he went through hunger and thirst because there was no food. And there were times that intentionally there were, variety of dishes, but he decided, I won't eat or drink. It was a decision. He says, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. We are not necessarily concerned about all the rest, but in fastings often. Paul the Apostle, in fastings often. There are many experiences that I've had with things trying to swallow me up. And until I had engaged fastings. You see, when you know, some of us celebrate, why you come out, you know, that kind of thing. You see, in the life of a child of God, it's a very dangerous statement. Hey, why you come out? Why you no men? Look, men can't say men you come out. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But you see, don't always let that kind of compliment. It's almost like, I know you know what I want to say. I know you know what I want to say. Yeah. There are seasons we should look at you, and the only glow on your face is that the light of God is shining brighter from within because you have not been on food for days. For days. But when all your karma is because you are putting on a nice cream on your body, you are eating good. And it's like the whole week, you see, you eat 3 square meals. 3 square. It is 3, but it is square. The Lord said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. And I told you, one of the ways to humble yourself is through fasting. Fasting. Sometimes you see, do you know pride can come from eating? Oh, yes. When you are full.
When you are full. That's why the children of God are always reminded, when you are full, when you have eaten and full, don't forget God. Most forgetting of God comes after eating. Hey. Yeah. One of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah was not just the sodomy that they were doing. I hope you understand sodomy. They were people who were gluttons. There was a lot of eating and drinking in Sodom. I pray for all of us that we will catch a spirit of fasting. Oh, the amen is looking for paracetamol. Is looking for paracetamol. The hand of the Lord is not short to save. I pray after today, this appetite to fast. And may you have testimonies to show that when I engage fasting, the power of God came through for me. And this is my testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The month of March will be a good month for you. I pray that this instrumentality of fasting will become part of your life. As you fast, may you catch visions and interpretations of visions of your destiny that puts you on your feet for greater accomplishments. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may fruitfulness not swallow you up in order to lose cardinal things of your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the people of old had testimonies, as even the Lord Jesus could have power over demons and sicknesses and things that troubled men, as we engage fasting, may we walk in power, the power of the Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. It doesn't matter what is confronting you, go and confront it with some fastings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you ready to engage God on the altar of prayer with some fastings? I want us to pray this prayer. I want you to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the appetite for fasting be stirred in me by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the appetite for fasting, to go off food and engage God on the altar of prayer with fastings, be stirred in me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the appetite for fasting, the appetite to stay off food, the appetite to stay off anything that gratifies the flesh, the appetite to put off my data and starve myself of things that gratify the flesh, the appetite for fasting, to stay off TV, to stay off things that satisfy this flesh and dedicate it to prayer and to things that enhance my spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let this appetite be stirred in me. Rakadi badabasha, asida haya, mante di kapa, ilada badande, yapadi apati tikasa, ilada badadiosa, eishkate piriata, landimika bende, ishate de kapia, hey, lakade diata diapakas, rata da tetesi, elene kade ita, yanda bi kampe. Osha teke di bahai, rababada di kapa, elada bin sepale, la kate de hasa kapa, legedi da yankai, izada babada basos, rababada daha. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in the scriptures, there was this young prophet who the Lord had given an assignment to go to a city and prophesy against the city. One of the instructions was that don't eat any bread in that city. When the older prophet came and said, God said, eat bread. You see, if not for a wrong appetite, the prophet should have overcome that. The moment he finished eating, he says, a lion will meet you and kill you. Why? He ate bread. What was the instruction? Don't eat bread. Esau sold his birthright for what? A bowl of soup. Oh, people of God, we want to pray. Every spirit of foodfulness targeted at destroying me, be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. anything within me fighting my fasting life be terminated by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Shagada bisata. Hey, hey, akade. Landa bikapande kasia. Ishada da badada dosh. Lakade badadia se. Whatever that is within me, fighting my fasting life, be terminated by fire. Every spirit of fruitfulness targeted at destroying me or anything in my destiny, catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Shada da da da. Ye kadash. Lida bakosh tahi kavaya. Rada bina kopesi tetes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want us to pray the last prayer. Grace. Grace to discipline my appetite for food. Grace to discipline my appetite for food. A man of God went somewhere. Anyway, a pastor. Let me see. Let me use that word. Then he saw, he liked body ayatutu. Kokwaya to, like, you know that. Kofi Brookman, you know that, yes. So he went to buy some. Then he heard, don't eat it. But he felt he likes it and it's nice. And he's finished what he came there to do. So the moment he started eating it, his neck started twisting and he started having a swelling here. Just kokoya toto. Yes. I think the times you really feel like eating something, you should say, I will eat it. Somebody said, if even you give him fufu with juice, yes, yes, he will eat it. Yes. If once it is fufu, yes, even if you give fufu and pour coke around it, he will eat it. You see, such is a dangerous thing. Some people cannot stand when meat is roasting, grilling on hot coals. I hope I'm talking to children of God. Grace to control my what? My appetite. Grace to discipline my appetite for food. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer for grace. Zagadiba Sheikh Akarane Kas Tretetelita Zabarane Bekash Izabari Tedeheya Kababada Badabadadimato Lende Bekan Setedia Yaka Nebehato Lede Dedekes Zekepedia Tetis. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We go with a renewed strength and the consciousness of living a fasted life. Let it stay with us so that we'll reap the benefits of this great discipline of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. Somebody shout a living amen. The power of the Spirit is not only for pastors, apostles, prophets, and teachers to do the work of God. The child of God needs to walk in the power of the Spirit. And the Bible says when Jesus had fasted, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Don't play with this. This week, begin. We are not going to call for a corporate fast. Let it be a personal discipline and see the results happen. I'm expecting great testimonies. You say, Pastor, when I listened to your message, I went and I engaged on some 3 days. On this particular issue, and this happened.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Mm-hmm.